Kumlen Rav Lakimara, we are up to Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We're middle talking about if you're allowed to put flour into a boiling pot and or grains. So we're up to the first wide line. Taraban. We learned in Hebrews. Ein loit. Now we talk about if you're allowed to soak, not in hot water, if you're allowed to soak, you know, whole grains in water. Taraban, we learned. Ein loitzin sa'idin bePesach. You should not soak barley in water on Pesach. And ve'im, you do not soak barley on Pesach. Ve'im losays. What have you did? You did soak barley on Pesach. Question is: this is before kidneys know that. In his baku, if you found cracks in it, let's say it started to swell a little bit, you found cracks in it. And we say, asudas, it's also because you accelerated the chametz process. Abeloin is back. If you don't see any cracks, mutaras is mutar. Rabbi Yesi says, shoidin bechametz. He says, if you see that it's starting to swell, what you should do is straight away take these barley grains and put it in the vinegar. Because what does vinegar do? Because bechametz, the vinegar impedes its fermentation. Does not let it to become chametz. How much was the rule? Ain halacha ke Rabbi Yisi, the halacha not like Rabbi Yisi. The vinegar does not have that power. When we say that if it's split, it's a problem. We don't need necessarily mamish split. How do you place the top of a barrel of wine? The wine has a very strong fragrance. And that itself would cause it to split. That's considered as if it's split already. Well, Shmuel disagrees. We also had in Mark Ksuva something similar about sitting atop of wine, that somehow or another wine has this ability to actually impact on things outside of it. Shmuel says, Nizbaku mamish, it's split. Avad Shmuel, Shmuel did uvde, Shmuel actually paskin like himself. Beduda de Bebar Choshum, in the village of the Bebar Choshum. And he said, only in his baku mamish. He says, only forbidden if it mamish, the barley mamish split open as a result of you putting it in and soaking it. But those that didn't crack open, he says, no problem, you can use it on Pesach. Now we have a number of opinions. Rabbo comes along and says, baal nefesh, somebody who's a baal nefesh. So Rashi teaches, because we have this expression in Shulchan Aruch a number of times, a baal nefesh should do this and this. Who's a baal nefesh? No, who doesn't have a nefesh? Every Jew has a nefesh. So Rashi says here, you should know that Baal Nefesh is a chassid. But then he brings him a series of shas, another version of Rashi. A Baal Nefesh is a Yore Shemayim who is worried about his neshama. Very interesting concept. A Yore Shemayim is scared of Hashem, and he's worried about his neshama. Or Rashi here says, a chassid. Okay. So he says a baal nefesh lo yiltos should not take the grains and put it in water, soak in the water. Second one, ma'ye baal nefesh filkol aminami. No one should. The time learned in the Braisa ain loitzin sa'idim bePesach. We just learned on top of the page. You should not soak barley in Pesach. It's only b'di'evit. If you did, we have a question. So if it did crack, it didn't crack. But the chatchila, everyone says you shouldn't soak barley. So what do you tell me about baal nefesh? So in other words, To follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch Chatchila, you don't have to be a Baal Nefesh. That's the halacha every single Jew has to follow. If Shulchan Aruch says, Chatchila, do this, b'di'evid, you can do that. If it happens, this is what you do. No one should rely on b'di'evid. Every person has to do Chatchila. A Baal Nefesh is somebody that even Chatchila you're allowed to, he will be machmer and he won't even do that. So, why do you tell me a Baal Nefesh? No one Chatchila should be loitis. So, where's the Harikamar? Baal Nefesh. What shouldn't we do? Take barley. But a baal nefesh goes a step further. Afilachitin, even wheat, the shariri, that's is very smooth, has no cracks. La yiltos, don't soak in the water. On the Nachman said, man de tzayis leila abba. If somebody listens to abba, a term of endearment is referring to rabba. And Rashi says abba means loshen rabbonus, which is a bit hard to understand because Nachman was rabba's teacher. Why would he call rabba rabbonus? So others say that Abba is like a term of endearment. Man did tzayis leila abo. Anybody listens to you and they're not going to soak their wheat in water, which means it'll be very difficult to take off the husks and everything else, which means you're not going to have fine flour, you're going to have coarse flour. So whoever follows the advice of Abba, ochel nama di pusher, will eat spoiled bread. Won't have good flour. The house of Rav Huna, they used to go ahead and they used to soak it in water, the wheat, to make it easier to remove the husk and make sure you can have fine flour. Ooh, bay rub, about Rav Huna, Lotzi also did it. But the Rav was so different. He argued, Rav Huna is allowed to soak the wheat in water to make it easy to remove all the different parts of it so that you can remember, and the covers and the husk and everything else, so that you can actually, and the chaff, so you can make fine flour. And the Rav says, Bal Nefesh should be machma. Comes along and says, Asur Liltais. He says it's forbidden, not a Bal Nefesh, it's forbidden to take the wheat and soak it in water. Ah, Yelah Tanya ain't lights and soy and passes how come it says in the Bible, he said, don't do barley, you should say a bigger chiddush, don't do wheat. So he says, so it sounds like, so I don't do a chiti shodi, asking a question of Rav, it sounds like wheat you can. So he says, no, loy me by you come, by saying, you don't have to say, loy me by you chidin, we don't have to tell you, kiv and the izbe tzirayim, because it has these little cracks over there in wheat, I live with my water enters, I will side of the she, but barley is smoother than wheat, aim a shapadami, I would have thought it's all right, kamash melon, if it tells you it's not all right. Says the Gemara, it's not all right. Says the Gemara, where are we? Sorry. So before the Gemara was talking about was not barley is smoother than wheat, but wheat is tougher. So we would have thought that wheat, because it's tougher, doesn't really come chum so quickly. Then Rava changed his mind. He said, you know what? You are allowed to soak the wheat in water to be able to remove the chaff so that you can have fine flour. The time we learned, Yaitzin bepasniki, for matzah you can use very clean, fine flour, and hadro, very poor, coarse flour. Now, the only way you can get really fine flour is if you soak it in water so you can take the chaff away. So if it must be, you're allowed to. He changed his own mind. We have it often that Rava changes his mind. That's a question. It says, "Hakimchen flour of asaltas is not just flour, but it's fine flour. Shall nochrim from goyim shall kvarim. If it's the village tohidim, it's tohir because you can assume it never got wet, and therefore it's tohir. And that's going to be the question. So you're telling me it's impossible to get soilus. Soilus is fine flour unless you soak the chitin in water. It says clearly here that by goyim it remains tohir because it didn't soak in the water, and yet you have soilus. How is that possible? According to you, it's impossible. Shall krach it mein. But in a large city, it's forbidden because they put it in water. They call it my time in Lamash and Lotz because they don't put it in water because Shal Kalim says, yes, called Silas. Says the Rava answered, Targuma akimcha. Silas of it doesn't really mean Silas. It means a different kind. It means kimcha. When it says here, Shal Nochim is referring to the Kemach, not to the Silas. Because soilus is impossible without touching water. It becomes tummy wherever it is. The difference between kfarim. Kfarim is talking about Kemach, that's what permitted, as Tosfos explains, and the soilus is referring to the city, the krachim, because they normally have the kvarim you want in the little villages. You're not going to find soilus, only kemach, coarse flour, therefore it's tohir, and in the large metropolis you're going to find fine flour, and therefore it's tohir because they use water, as Tosfos explains. Says Gemara, okay. Boss of the Norfolk, after I walked out of the room, Amar, Papa said to himself, my time lame of the I should have asked him another question, I have a solid question, because a carbon mincha also is made out of flour. The wheat, when it comes to carbon mincha, ain't loitzin oisam. The wheat from a carbon mincha ain't loitzin. You don't put them in water. Yeah, he said you don't put them in water. And yet, we know the Torah says that you should have the carbon silas. You have to use silas for mincha. See, clearly that soilus can be without water. So why do you say it's a mitzvah to put wheat in the water to have fine flour? For Pesach, when you don't need water to have fine flour. Hadam Rav then said, mitzvah, not only allowed to, I'll go further. Mitzvah liltais. It's better if you do it. Shneimer it says, I'll prove it to you. It says in Pesach, shmartim es ha-matzes. This is, if you know, there's a big, when you say matzah shmur, this is where it comes from right here. Matzah shmur means you should guard the matzah. So you have different opinions. Now, those that say that you have to guard them, minimum is from mishas lisha, from when you start kneading them, because that's when it comes in contact with water. That's called shmira mishas lisha. That's not really what we call shmura. Others say that you have shmura mishas ktsira, from when you harvest them, you watch them, so they don't come in contact with water, and so on and so forth. Others watch it from the beginning. when they were planted. So Rava said, I'll prove it to you. There's a mitzvah to put the wheat in water. It says in there, you should watch the matzahs. What's the Torah telling you to watch the matzahs? When? Eloi debay letisa, if you're telling me that you don't put the kernels of wheat into... Oh, there's another opinion, mishas tchina, from when you grind it. There are three opinions. Mishas tchina, when you harvest it, and those are machmi even before then. Then there's mishas tchina, when you grind and turn into flour. That's when you start watching shmura. And then you have shmura, which is mishas lisha. When you buy these machine matzahs and say shmura, you have to actually look at it and see what does shmura say. Because in halacha, definitely we want shmura, especially for this dorim, we want shmura mishas ksira, from the harvesting. And not mishas tchina, not mishas lisha. Obviously, it all depends on the price, because you have to have mashgichim much earlier on. And that's how you can tell straight away what kind of matzah you're getting. Says the Gemara, Ushmarta Mesam Matzah, all handmade matzahs are shmura from the beginning. Ushmarta Mesam Matzah, Eloi Deboi Letisa, if you don't put the grains in the water, Shimur Lamai, what do you have to guard it for so early? Ishimur Delisha, if the Torah is telling you when you put it in water, you know, when you have the dough, and the flour in the water, you're about to mix it, watch it. Shimur Delisha Lav Shimurhu, that's not called watching. What do you mean it's not called watching? So he says here, if you did not watch it prior to the lisha, then watching it for lisha is not going to help. What do you mean? Kodom Rav Huna said, "Betzeka shenochin the dough from a goy, adam imale krisa behen." There are telltale signs. We'll see later on in the third pedik how you can tell if something flour became chametz. You know, whether it has cracks and so on, whether it's became chametz. So if you look at the dough, you can right away recognize no, it didn't. They didn't leave it long enough to become chametz. So you can eat it on Pesach. But you won't be yotze your matzah mitzah. She yoichel kezayis matzah ba'acharoina. Make sure that you eat a kezayis proper matzah at the end. Ba'acharoina im b'rishon loy. Only at the end. The beginning doesn't matter. My time or why? Shundula ovid bohu shimmer. Because you didn't watch it. You didn't watch it from before the chayda. You bought the flour from the goy. You bought it. Nevertheless, it doesn't help. It doesn't help because you didn't do shimur prior to that. So therefore must be the shmura prior to the lisha, prior to the kneading. And therefore he says, why? Why would you need shmura? Why would you have to watch it before the kneading? Must be that it comes in contact with water prior to the kneading. And when is that? Because you put it into the grains into the water to make it easier to remove the chaff and all that. Now, interesting, it says here that the matzah mitzvah has to be at the very end, after Kamen. Because Rashi and the Rashbam hold in Arei Pesachim, the famous shitta, that the matzah that we eat by the Seder, the main matzah, is not the first matzah we eat, but actually the after Kamen matzah. They hold that's the mitzvah matzah. And the first matzah is not a mitzvah at all. And one of the proofs the Mefarshim bring for them is from this Gemara right here. It's the last matzah that you have to have in mind, the Shem Matzah's mitzvah. It says the Gemara, Nu v'lev l'shimah ma'afiyah ve'elech. Why not just do shmira from baking and onwards, and you know, and do have a mind that and that's the same matzah min, so on and so forth. Ella shmamino shimur mi karbi, need shmurim before you need it. Umemai, and therefore it's maraya, says Rava, that it comes in contact with water prior to the kneading, and that is what I say. It's a mitzvah lutais chitin. It's a mitzvah to take the chitin and put it in water. Says Gemara, from here is no raya. Umemai. Dilma shiny hosom, no. The beaten noch of the shimmer, la ovid la shimmer. Over here, when you're supposed to do the shimmer, they didn't do it. Avil hecha, the beaten noch of the shimmer, ovid la shimmer, och an amishilish have a shimmer. Over here, there was no shimmer during the kneading. Right? You bought the dough already ready made. And that's why it can't, it's too late. But if you did the shimmer from the kneading, it's good enough. Who said you need shimmer earlier than Shas Lisha? Rather than change his mind, he told these people who were turning over the wheat and everything else, he said to them, he says, when you turn over these bundles and so on and so forth, and you're tying these sheaves together, so Rava clearly holds that you need shmura from the earliest on. And so here, this Gemara right here is a big machlekes about shmura, when exactly it is. It's Rava just being machmir, this is the halacha. And the Gemara says further, Mar Berei Ravina, Menakta Le'imei Ba'arbe. His mother used to already set, when they started harvesting, so early, you know, in the summertime, so you're talking about, you know, in the northern hemisphere, it was at least 6 months before Pesach, she already used to put it aside for Pesach, and she watched it for her son, Ba'arbe, in these barrels, and she said, this is L'Shem Pesach. No, the Shmuel Mishas Ktsila. Our harbor, there was a ship, the Chiti of wheat, the Tova Bechishta, there was a ship of wheat that drowned in the river of Chishta. And it had wheat in there. Shad Yeravel is Vunachos, he couldn't use it himself because the wheat was soaking now and could be became chametz. He allowed them to sell it to Goyim. Goyim can sell. Ezrabel of Alarabel, how can you do that? We have a rule, we had it, we're going to have it. In Masechta Nida, Beged She'ovad by Klayim, if you have a garment and there's a few strings there of another material like wool and linen, and it's lost, you can't read it, it's not visible, HaRezim can't do nala, sell to Goy. Why sell to Goy? We're scared that the Goy will turn around, sell to Yidin, he won't know that this, it's shatnas free. Don't make it a saddle for a donkey, even though it's much tougher. Why not? Because a Yid might buy it, and then he'll take parts of the saddle and use it as a patch for his clothing. What you could do with a garment that lost, that is shatnas, but it's hard to tell. You can make it shrouds for a mace, because anything that was made for a mace is also bahana, and nobody's going to buy it afterwards. How can you do lemace? It's loyig l'rosh, you're making fun of the impoverished. Because the Gemara says clearly that tzitzis, you should give tzitzis. We bring a raya from Rabba Bar Bachana, who saw the dead of the mace in Midbar. They were all buried in the Midbar, and they were all wearing tzitzis. And the long tices there, the irons in the in Bar Basra. What do you call it? Or iron, hey? So it sits as you have to, you put them on so you don't make fun of them because they're putter. Yet, klayim, we don't care about putting on klayim because mesim are putter from mitzvahs. It says, by mesim, chavshi, we had more Shabbos of lamed, the dead are putter from mitzvahs. But still, you're poking fun. So Teisha already explained, tzitzis is equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And therefore, you're poking fun. Klayim, you're not really poking fun, and so on. And even though the minig is, we don't actually bury anyone with tzitzis, we cut the tzitzis off. And Teisha says, this is from the few cases where our Gemara says one thing, and then you have a later edition called it Sfarim Chitzonius, the external Sfarim, like Masechta Seferim, Masechta Smachas. And he says, and we don't follow our Gemara, we follow what it says there. Like the tzitzis by a dead person. Like what we read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Our Gemara says that if Shabbos Chedesh Av falls on a Shabbos, you read then Chazon Yeshayo. But we don't. We call the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av on a Sunday, that day before, it's called Shabbos Chazon. Because we follow Masechta Seferim. We don't follow. Or what we read every Tainus by Chal is from Masechta Seferim. Our Gemara says you should read the Brachos and the Klolos, something totally different. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara here, my time, so how come Rava says you're allowed to sell it to a Goy? How can you sell it to a Goy? Why aren't you scared the Goy will turn around and will sell this wheat to a Yid? My time isn't the reason why you're not allowed to sell this claim that got lost, Mishum the Hadam Malik is allowed to sell the Yid. Hadam Rava changed his mind, he said, you're right. Lesvinu Kava Kavali, so you can sell it to a Yid, but only small amounts, so they'll finish it before Pesach. They will finish the chametz that was in that ship that submerged before Pesach. A lot of the shailas that came before Rabbanim, before Pesach was, they used to transport the chametz in wagons, and if there was a heavy rain that came down, you know, what happens to all these sacks of flour and wheat? And there was a lot of shailas there. As I went further, so you could finish it before Pesach. Tell them I learned. Ein meidelin es hagededa be Pesach. You don't put flour into a cooked item on Pesach. You don't put it on Pesach. You're scared before it cooks, it will turn into chametz. V'haroitze sheyimlo. If you want to do it, thicken your food. Nois and es hakemach. Put in the flour. The achikach nois and immediately afterwards put in the vinegar. Now what the vinegar does is it causes the flour to cook a lot quicker. And therefore, it doesn't have a chance to become chametz. The yesh aimim af noisa chametz. You can put the vinegar in first, even though the vinegar itself loses some of its strength, it ebbs. And the achikach noisin as a kamach, you put in the flour, and still it will accelerate the process of the flour cooking, and it won't turn to chametz. Man yesh aimim, who holds that even though the vinegar came in first, it still has enough strength in it. Amar chizda rabbi yudi. Now we learn the ilfas of frying pan, but then in a pot. Shavidim v'rusachi. We learned this because of Shabbat. You take it off the fire, so it's a clay edition. He was on the fire on Shabbos. Lo yitin l'toichei tavlim. Do not put directly spices in the clay rishon, whether it's on the fire or off the fire, because it's cooking. Avol noitzen l'toichei kaidam. But you can put it into a plate. which is a clay shiny. Into this large platter plate they used to give out, you can do that. In a clay shiny, you can put it in. Taisa has a whole discussion here where the iri clay edition, pouring out of a clay edition, is treated like a clay shiny, and therefore you can put spices, you know, you can pour directly from a clay edition onto the spices, or is it considered like a clay edition? He tries to bring different proof, and he concludes that iri clay edition cooks kedei klifa, the outer surface. Second part further, Rabbi Yehuda said, you can put it wherever you want. You can put the fly, you can put the spices whatever you want. If it's a clay sheni, you can put whatever you want in the clay sheni. The spice is going to cook, except if you have a cooked item that has in it vinegar, that acid is going to make it boil, and you're cooking a shabbat the clay sheni. But what is he from here? This vinegar is mixed in with food, and yet it still has that strength that it makes it cook faster. So therefore, the author of the Mishnah here that says, the author of the Braisa that says that you can put the vinegar in first, and in a mixture, and then put the flour in, is a Yehuda. Yochayim v'tzur has vinegar and sir in this brine. Setting about a vinukon Rabbi Yosi, why don't you also say it's Rabbi Yosi? Did not. Rabbi Yosi says, Shoyden b'chaymet. Rabbi Yosi says that you can soak the barley in vinegar, we had it just before, and the chaymet same son, you can soak, we talk about barley, he said if you did put in the barley, you shouldn't have. But if you put the barley in water, you can soak it in vinegar, and the vinegar is going to solidify it. So we see that the vinegar is already there, and yet you can put it in afterwards, it's still strong enough. Setting so no proof. The vinegar is on its own. But it mixes with other food, we don't know, it still has its strength. And that we know from Rabbi Yehuda. Ulam Ola says, Echad Zevach is Asa. The truth of the matter is, don't put flour in water. I don't care if the vinegar is there first. Afterward, don't put flour into water. Why? Mishum for the famous saying, which is as follows. Lech, lech, amrina nazira. We say, go to a nazir. Nazir not drink any wine, grapes. We say to the nazir, go. Schor, schor, make circle, go around. Le karma le sikra. Do not get too close to the vineyard, because you know you might be tempted and you might stumble. Rapapi Shori, he permitted to the bakers of the Vedej Glusa, he permitted the bakers of the house of the Golas, Lemamcha Kededa, to go ahead and to put into a pot, to thicken it, betasise, with the flour of the toasted kernels that, you know, were first baked. And even though before we said we're scared that it wouldn't break properly, and then he would allow them to turn the flour and put it into a pot. Who allows it in a place with avodim? We had other places in Gemara Chul, and other places with avodim, and these places were not to be trusted when it comes to kashas. Others say, on the contrary, he himself did it as well. Says the Mishnah, Ein noisnin kemach utei charesis. You're not allowed to put flour into charesis. Now, charesis by Pesach is one thing, but it's a generic term for any dip. And they used to put in their vinegar, and they used to have flour. And they used to put in vinegar, and the idea was that they would then, they would put a whole bunch of greens in there, and they would and it'd make it very acidy. And they would put meat inside there. And so do not put flour into the charesis. Why? Because they used to dip the meat in there and they used to put flour in there. And because what would happen is the flour that you put inside there over time would ferment. And the idea was that the flour itself becomes acidy and it adds some flavor. So don't do that. The charesis, don't put it in mustard. If he did put it in, yechel miyad, eat it straight away, but before it has a chance to become chametz. Rameir oise, Rameir says it's forbidden, because it becomes chametz very quickly. Ein mevashlin, that's a Pesach. You don't cook a Pesach. Leib mashkin, you don't cook a Pesach. Leib mashkin, korn Pesach. The korn Pesach has to be, we talk about matzahs and merayim yuchlu, so we're talking about korn Pesach, which is with it. The korn Pesach is not allowed to be no, umavushal, has kiyim sliyesh. It has to be roasted on fire. So it says that you're not allowed to cook Pesach not in liquid, not in water. Shouldn't be cooked. The labor mepetis, nor any other liquid you cannot use. Even though the Torah says don't cook it b'mayim, it includes, as Gemara will talk about tomorrow, any liquid. Avol sochin, you're allowed to smear umadbin leisman. Once you have the full Pesach, you're allowed to take and smear a little bit on top. Or dip it, you know, while you're baking, or dip and when you're eating, dip it into other liquids, condiments. Okay, so the writer made tashmisha shonachtu. In the bakery, they used to have a big barrel of water. They used to wash their hands all the time. And every time they used to knead some dough, some piece of flour gets stuck to the hand of dough, they would go and wash it in this barrel. And you're therefore obviously not allowed to use it. You have to pour the water out because it will become, any chametz that's in there will become chametz. Any flour in there will become chametz. Amar Avkana says, machlekes, the whole machlekes in the Mishnah is chardel and mustard. Whether what? Mustard, which is not so strong, whether you can eat straight away, you have to burn it. The Tanakhama says you can eat it straight away. And the reason is because mustard is that strong, on the contrary, mustard is that strong that it prevents the flour from fermenting. But the charesis is just a mixture, it doesn't have that same strength, cannot prevent the flour from coming. Everyone agrees, if Kanda says, that you have to burn it straight away. Everyone says, yes, I burn it straight away. But Tanya Nami Hokel in the Braisa, Ain Noisin Kemach Lotei Chereses, do not play flour in Chereses. Vim Nosin, if you did put in, Yisumi, I burn it straight away. What about the Chadl mustard? The Meir says, Yisumi, I burn it straight away. The Chachom, I mean, Yechel Miyad, eat it. Omer, we have a Shehudo, but I'm not Chachom, Shmuel, Halacha, Chachomim. Come on, says, Halacha, like Chachomim. Now what, when it comes to mustard, we'll soon see what it said, but what he means is, when it comes to mustard, eat it straight away before it has a chance to ferment. When you said the halacha lechachamim, did you mean chareses kamar? Chareses, that what, that you can eat it? Or ya chardel kamar? Or were you referring to, were you talking about just by mustard? That only a mustard you can eat it straight away, but chareses, everyone agrees you have to burn it. What's the difference? He said, Avkana. Omer Avkana said, when it comes to mustard, where the mustard could prevent it from turning your chametz. Everyone holds it doesn't have the ability to prevent your chametz burning straight away. And therefore, I want to know what you're saying. Omer Lishmili, I didn't hear him. I don't agree. Omer Abashi, Kavase, that Avkahana, Mestabra, it makes sense like Avkahana, that when it comes to chareses, everyone agrees that it becomes chametz and get rid of it. It's only by mustard where they argue. But Amar Shmuel says, "Ain halacha k'Rabbi Yisi." Shmuel said, "Halacha is not like Rabbi Yisi, who said before that if you put flour, you know, the barley, you can go ahead and you can, go ahead and put vinegar." And we said, "No, my love, Simsuse, who the Lord Sami's, when he said halacha is not like Rabbi Yisi, what he meant was that." That the vinegar does not prevent it from becoming chametz, which what? Since it doesn't become chametz, it will become chametz. Hachimoy mechametz becomes chametz. So we see from here clearly that when it comes to chareses, it doesn't have the power. Chareses has vinegar in it. It doesn't have the capacity to prevent it from chametz, and therefore it becomes chametz. So therefore, chareses, everyone agrees that you have to burn it straight away because it becomes chametz. The vinegar there doesn't have the strength. They disagree with Rabbi Yisi because they say the vinegar doesn't have the capacity to stop the barley from becoming chametz. But it itself does not make it turn it into chametz. So therefore, that doesn't prove one way or another. Okay, we'll stop here.